Alright, now we can go. Now, the world is changing. Lots of things going on. We're just getting smarter all the time. In 1900, it was thought that knowledge doubled every 100 years. They thought in 100 years, we'll double our knowledge. In 1945, they said, our knowledge is going to double in 25 years. And I saw the other day, some say, now knowledge, they think it's doubling every 12 hours. I'm not sure I'm convinced of that. I think we're looking for more. But look at the advancements that we have. You can see a lot of things. Back in 2010, I don't know if you paid attention, but Beijing, China held the World Humanoid Robotic Games. There was robots, 16 countries, 280 teams. They did speed skating, soccer, kickboxing, dance, running, boxing, track, all kinds of sports. It was done with robots. I also delivered luggage, cleaned the rooms, did some medical work. Part of it was sorting medicine, which I find really scary. A robot is sorting medicine. Now, they admitted errors. There every now and then, if you watched it, some kept falling down. Falling down and I can't get up was literally taking place. They fall down, couldn't get up, they'd pick it up, put it back on track. Some went the wrong direction in the soccer game. They're going the other direction. But what caught my attention was back then they had an article, and the statement was made, and I quote, before they can rule the world, Chinese robots need to master basic human chores. Just caught my attention. Before they rule the world, Chinese robots need to master basic human chores. This is all a China government-backed program. They're heavily into robots, heavily into AI. If you know AI is artificial intelligence. By the way, 16 countries, the U.S. was one of them there with their robots. Think about today. We're 15 years later. And think of, if knowledge is doubling as fast as they say it is, how much further we advance today from 2010. China also has a robot that performs giving birth. It imitates the womb. It's a robot with a womb. And China, they put a baby in, and the whole gestation period is done by the robot. Supposedly China, it used to be you could only have so many kids in China. If you had the wrong one, they would just kill it. Well, now the population has aged so much that they need younger people. So they're going to make them. You're going to put them in a robot. The robot's going to do the gestation. And they hope to have one to give birth as early as next year. That's what's going on. It provides what the embryo needs for those 9 months. And isn't that what Satan does? He tries to imitate everything God does, even creation. He's trying to imitate what God can do. An AI, artificial intelligence, has a lot of new meanings. Back in the 1990s, the only AI I knew was a basketball player. If anybody remembers Allen Iverson, he was called AI. That was his nickname, Allen Iverson, because that was his initials. And he was a good basketball player, played in the NBA. And then I'm thinking, looking back, I said, maybe that was an early sign to us today as well, because if you look into his abilities and what we learn about AI today, people use AI for various reasons, but one of them is find answers. Ironically, Allen Iverson had another nickname. The answer. Called him the answer. The other team made a shot, he could answer. He could make a shot. He was a good scorer. Not very big, but he was a good scorer. He was also known as the answer. And people are looking at AI for answers. know, the other thing, if you just look at his basketball abilities, you know, on the court, he was known for a killer crossover. You know, it was a crossover dribble that led the players to believe he was going one direction, but he wanted to go another to score. And that's what he did. And he would, it was a quick crossover. You have the ball here, you fake this way, and it, he was so fast at it, come back, that he could then get around the guy and do the score where he intended to all along. You know, he misled and changed course to defeat the opponent by misleading them into going the wrong direction. You know, I think, this may just be me, but I believe AI is going to do that in the last days. I think AI is going to do more and more damage as it becomes more and more prevalent. I'm going to read a few passages today, starting with 2 Timothy. We're tight. Me and Tim. 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 7. Every now and then, was I young, somebody'd call me Tommy. Dave Kennedy always called me Tommy. Even in school, I was Tommy for some reason. Ain't that right, Ralphie? Second Timothy 3, 1 through 7 says, "But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with such people. They are the kind who worm their way into homes and gain control over gullible women, who are loaded down with sins and are swayed by all kinds of evil desires, always learning but never able to come to a knowledge of the truth." I'm not picking on the ladies today with that passage. That can apply to all of us, so I'm not picking on the women today, but shows you that the last days are going to be terrible times. And, you know, how many of those behaviors do you see today? You see it in the news. You see it on social media. Some of it you see at the grocery store. We was in Costco yesterday. I was amazed how rude people were. They didn't care if you, you know, the aisles aren't very wide anyways, but there was no care at all about what was in their way or who was in their way. They were going where they wanted to go. And it wasn't just one or two incidences. It was like the whole time we were in there that, you know, people just didn't care. It was just a weird feeling to have all that going on. But I think the key thing is people always learn. They're always wanting to learn. We're always wanting to gain all this technology and things. But it says, always learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Learning a lot of things, but are they the right things? You know, are the things we need to learn? You know, got kids in school, I go back, you know, I had a lot of stuff in school too. I had a lot of stuff in college. I didn't use any of it. But got a diploma, says I passed. Wasn't much in there that I used at all. But it said I passed, which meant something to some people. But we need to teach people the right things, not just the things they're never going to use. We need to teach people the right things. And we need to learn things, but if we don't have the wisdom to apply them, then we're in trouble. They're kind of useless. We're going to use them in the wrong way. You know, knowledge and wisdom are not the same. Wisdom is knowledge is learning, but wisdom's the ability to apply what we've learned. Learning might be at the highest level now, based on what they say, but I'm not sure wisdom is. It may be at some of the lowest that we've ever had. I do believe God is changing that. I believe young people are coming to the knowledge of the truth, even if it isn't evidence on the news and things. You know, Randy gave an example, and there's other examples, and you gave Indiana Wesley an example. There are places, kids are coming, you know, college football teams are having Bible studies, you know, there's a pro team, ended practice and said, if you hit the goalpost, you know, the quarterbacks, if you throw the ball and you're able to hit the goalpost, we'll call off practice. And the one guy said, okay, here we go. Now you got to be praying for me because we got Bible study tonight. And he hit the goalpost. So he said, okay, y'all, it's at 7 o'clock. So, but there's things going on that we don't hear about. God is making some changes. He's drawing people to him. I want to switch. It's a little longer passage from Daniel. We get into a little bit of the tribulation period. And Daniel's talking about this, but it's been Daniel 12, 1 through 13. And it says, at that time, Michael, the great prince who protects your people, will arise. There will be a time of distress such as has not happened from the beginning of nations until then. But at that time, your people, everyone whose name is found written in the book, will be delivered. I don't know whether you're pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, if you know about those things. I'm always a pre. I think that's part of the things that we will be delivered from those things. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will be awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise, again, wisdom, those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, roll up and seal the words of the scroll until the time of the end. And again, see what it says. Many will go here and there to increase knowledge. It says, roll it up. It's not time. Because many is going to go try to find knowledge, try to gain things. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there before me stood two others, one on this bank of the river and one on the opposite bank. And one of them said to the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river, how long will it be before these astonishing things are fulfilled? And the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, lifted his right hand and his left hand toward heaven. And I heard him swear by him who lives forever, saying, it will be for a time, times, and half a time. That's the 3.5 years. That's the last half. When the power of the holy people has finally been broken, all these things will be completed. Think, how's it going to be broken? The power of the holy people, they're not going to be here. They're not going to be here to hold it back through prayers and praise to God. He says, I heard it, but I didn't understand. So I asked, my Lord, what will the outcome of all this be? And again, he said, go your way, Daniel, because the words are rolled up and sealed until the end of time. He says, many will be purified, made spotless and refined, but the wicked will continue to be wicked. And again, none of the wicked will understand. But those who are wise will understand. Wisdom gives you understanding. You need to pray for wisdom. You know, it says the wise will shine and lead many to righteousness. Many will go everywhere to increase knowledge. They're seeking it out. They think they can find it in this world. None of the wicked will understand, but those who are wise will understand. You know, God's word tells us a lot about the future. You know, revelation is just that. It's God's revelation to us on what's going to happen. It's not revelations. It's not plural. It's one big revelation on what's to come. God wants us to know his word. And God wants us to understand it as best the Spirit leads us in it. I'm not going to say I understand everything. I don't. But he wants us to read it. He wants us to seek it. He wants the Spirit to teach us. And we need to study the truth so that the false things stand out. You know, when the false things come out, we need to see them for what they are. We need to know the truth. We need to see and understand the signs that God has told us about. Again, Satan is, truth is lies. Satan's a liar and a deceiver and looking to devour. He wants to gobble everything up. He wants praise. He wants the glory. He wants to be God. He wants to be the creator. You know, the Antichrist is his version of Christ. You know, he's always got an opposite of what God. He tries to mimic what God does. But he's pretty smart. You know, he uses a lot of tools we have here. And I think he's going to use AI. We'll go over to Revelation 13, verses 11 through 17. Revelation 13, 11 through 17. See, we've got Bibles in the pew, so appreciate those that are flipping through the pages, so even though it's on the screen. He said, "Then I saw a second beast coming out of the earth. It had two horns like a lamb, but it spoke like a dragon. It exercised all the authority of the first beast on its behalf and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast whose fatal wound had been healed. And it performed great signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to the earth in full view of the people." I want you to pay attention to the next couple of verses especially. It says, "Because of the signs it was given power to perform on behalf of the first beast, it deceived the inhabitants of the world. It ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. And the second beast was given power to breathe to the image of the first beast, so that the image could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed. It also forced all people, great and small, rich or poor, free or slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name." Just look how many times image is put in there. Set up an image to honor the beast. The second beast was given power to breathe life into this image so that it can speak and cause all kinds of confusion amongst people. And those that didn't worship the image had to be killed. Satan is not omnipotent. He's not omniscient. He can't be everywhere at once like God is. He's limited. AI, not so much. AI can be everywhere all at once, you know, and he can use that image. He can breathe life into these images to deceive us and to deceive people. You know, and much like the internet, you know, IA can be bad or good, but it can be a destructive tool in the hands of evil people. You know, even in the internet, you know, someone in this church, I'll have you know, is sending out false and fictitious news on Ford pickups. I won't mention the name. Top driver deal. But that's how it is. That's all in fun. You know, we see things as fun. You know, but, you know, as AI advances so much, you know, even folks like Elon Musk, who's been a big AI guy, you know, putting chips in people's brains and everything, he's saying, slow down. We got to get a handle on this. While others like Bill Gates, go, go, go. We need to keep going. We need to build on this. You know, and we've had it for some time. It's not new. You know, we've got voice recognition, facial recognition, you know, your phone, you don't have to turn it on, you just got to look at it. It knows who you are. You know, you've got Siri. Sometimes I talk to Siri, or used to, just find out what answers she'd give me. Ask her what she looked like, and she doesn't have hair, but she says I have braids, strands, and stuff like that. It's kind of funny what she comes up with answers, but you got Alexa, you know, if you've got the radio deal, you know, you say, Alexa, tell her what to play, and she knows, and And it doesn't have to be very plain. My youngest grandson, you know, he does C's for T's and T's for C's, and a little hard to get it, and he'll holler at Alexa to play music, and I'm saying, I don't hardly understand that, but she does. She knows what song he wants. You know, it can help to call for help. You can tell your phone to call 911. You can tell your phone to call an ambulance, to call a friend. You can call somebody for help. It answers questions. How do I get from here to there? It'll show you. It'll map it out for you. It's not always right. I've been in fields before, but it tries. It maps it out for you. It tells you what time places are open. Do you want to go there? I'll show you where. Do you want to call them? I'll call them for you. You know, all those things are going on. That's all AI. It drives cars without people. You know, we're headed that direction, self-driving cars. It's available in homework now for kids in schools. I assume it is in Brazil as well. I know it is in Avon. That's kind of scary that it's available and that they can use it. Now, fortunately, teachers are sharp enough to know which students. AI does a really good job. They pretty well can differentiate between if they did it themselves or if they let AI do the whole thing, because it can. It can do the whole thing. You just give it a few words, maybe a topic, tell it what to do, and it'll do the whole thing. You know, even going through, I look up commentaries on my messages and stuff. I go through commentaries and look up Bible verses and stuff like that. And constantly I get pop-ups. Do you need help? AI's here. Would you like AI to write your message? I said, no, thank you. I'll stick with the HS over the AI. So I have a friend who says a particular phrase. Just the friends, just joking around, and clean and all that, nothing dirty. But he says a phrase and joking with people. And a friend of his in Nashville, Tennessee, is in the music industry, and he put together a song for him that had that phrase in it and mentioned his name and stuff. And it was pretty neat. He had a guitar player and a bass player and a drums player, and even had a country singer, kind of an old-fashioned country singer that sang the song. It was a neat little song. None of it was real. All of it was AI. There was no guitar. There was no drums. There was no bass. There wasn't even the singer. All of it was made up. You know, with it being used now and the capabilities, you know, there's going to be, you know, I know we thought it with internet and stuff, there are workers out of jobs, but I think it will be coming. You're not going to need writers. It can do your homework now. It can do your sermons now. You know, writers aren't going to be needed. You tell it a few words and a topic, it's going to do it. It'll do poems. You tell them what the topic is and give it a few words. It writes a very nice poem. It can do all that itself. You know, musicians, as I've already said, you don't need them anymore. AI can put all that music in there. Artists, AI can paint. AI can put images out there. Real artists aren't very happy because they've lost out to AI images versus their paintings. But AI can do that. Actors, you don't have to be worried. You want a new John Wayne movie? They can make one. John Wayne can be in a movie this year. Elvis Presley can sing a song this year because they can do that. You know, it seems cute and funny on Facebook. See an app where people download their images. Sometimes it's a child, you know, a baby, and they'll put a song with it, and you see the baby singing the song, and it looks like the little child singing the song. And it seems cute and everything, but what if it's your child and something else is coming out of his or her mouth? Because it happens. Because they don't have a handle on it. I saw a video of three different pastors. They all said the same thing, the same Bible verse, the same phrase. It wasn't interpreted correctly. It was a deceiving phrase that they gave. But none of them existed. Not one of them. They weren't real people. But they came up on there as pastors, singing songs. But they weren't real. You know, lots of pictures and videos of people that, you know, were back in the day, you had picnics or you went swimming and, you know, the old Polaroid pictures and stuff. Showed a lot of people having a good time. None of it was real. None of the people were real. None of them actually exist. You know, even the Colts had a quarterback controversy. You know, they picked one guy over the other guy, and the other guy's not happy about it, right? Rightly, nobody wants to be the second quarterback. He said some things. He's disappointed, the trust issue, that. But shortly after that, there was a video on the internet, and he was on there, and I'm saying, if you can imagine a bad word, he said, and blamed it to the Colts brass, you know, the leadership, the coach, the owners. I know it wasn't real. I've seen him before. He may have felt like that, but he didn't say it. But here's a video with him actually saying the words. People believe it, but it's not real. You know, you couldn't believe everything you hear. You can't believe everything you see anymore. Can't believe your eyes or your ears with AI. You're being deceived. And imagine the capabilities of an evil mind with people today. People that are searching. People that are looking for leadership. People that are looking for something in their life. People who don't believe. They're not going to be led to where they need to be led. Or people that only profess to believe, they're not going to get encouragement to know the truth. Even people who do believe, but are still immature in the Word and in their relationship with Jesus. It's important to know the Word. Revelation 1:3 applies to Revelation, but I believe it applies to the whole Word of God too. Revelation 1:3. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near. Just read it. You're going to be blessed to read it. You know, you're not going to understand it the first time, or the second, maybe third, fourth, fifth. It does say you'll be blessed to read it. You know, read Revelation. Ask God for understanding and wisdom. You know, read all of your Bible to know what's real and what is not, because the time is near. It's coming quickly. You know, the other thing, data centers is a big thing nowadays. Lots of data centers in Indiana. Pittsburgh had a data center. All went through. Of course, people fought it, don't want it. The Pittsburgh council, we don't have, we're little. There's no mayor. We just have a town council. They said, we do. We need the money. So it's all approved. All of it got approved. They're good to come. Houses in that area where they're going to build it were sold, or at least pending sale. Working on that. And then they called about a week ago and said, never mind. We're not going to do it. Now the reason there is because we have a steel mill in Pittsburgh, which takes a tremendous amount of power. And at their peak times, there wasn't enough power for that data center to work. Data centers take a tremendous amount of energy. They want the power. They want it all. There's thousands of data centers that exist. And there's more being built because of AI. That information storage, that information takes a lot of power to store. Satan wants all the power. You know, some of them, individual ones, take as much as a gigawatt of power, which is, in some cases, the same as an output of a nuclear reactor. It's projected by 2030. That's just 5 years, less than 5 years, that they will need to consume the equivalent power we have today as of 30% of all U.S. homes. That's 40 million households. How's that going to work? Imagine all the new gas plants and new nuclear plants and the wind turbines and solar panels. They would have to be everywhere. You won't need a roof. They're going to stick solar panels, make your house out of solar, because they're going to be everywhere to try to get that much power to these data centers for AI. And that doesn't count all the infrastructure on what goes into building and then transmitting all that power around. Looks like a mess to me. And there may be a dark future, both literally and figuratively, if it continues. But Satan wants power. He soaks up power. He wants to grow. He wants to be it. We're going to have an invitation in just a minute as I finish up here. We're going to finish in Psalms 33, verses 10 and 11, which is actually on your bulletin. You know, AI is also in the Bible. Now, maybe not artificial intelligence, but there was a town called Ai, AI, in the Bible. When Joshua went into the promised land, he took the Israelites. It was the second city after Jericho. So there is an AI in the Bible. The first attempt to take AI didn't work. They didn't really consult God after the first victory. Kind of trusted in themselves a little bit. And the worst thing, a sin had been committed in that first one. He had told them, don't take anything. Leave everything there. You know, they killed everybody, but don't take anything. Gold, silver, all that, leave it. And some didn't do that. They disobeyed God. Took it with them. And they went into battle without God, in sin. And they lost the battle. They thought they could just take it easy. It was the first battle where deaths were recorded from Israel going into the promised land. They got together, they found out what was wrong. God told Joshua, and so after they purged the sin from their midst, and in conjunction with God, they went in a second time and were victorious. AI means ruins, or heap of ruins, is what I means in the Bible. And AI in the Bible was reduced to a permanent heap of ruins, so that it was a desolate place. It went down in flames. And Satan will go down in flames one day too. But we have to stay trusting God. We have to stay in the knowledge of Him. We have to not let ourselves be drawn into sin and trust Him. Psalm 33, 10 through 11, as was read earlier. The good news here, the Lord foils the plans of nations and He thwarts the purposes of peoples. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of His heart through all generations. Just again, it may just be me, but I just believe AI may be the final downfall of humanity. I think evil will use it like no other thing we've had. And I think we need to know God's word, and we need to have discernment over these things. We need to know about the end times so we recognize those things. We need to know about being caught up. People say, yeah, rapture. There's no rapture word in the Bible. No, it isn't. Back then, they didn't have the word rapture. The translation was caught up, but it means the same thing. Caught up, the rapture. We need to know about the tribulation period and how those left will face the two periods of 3.5 years. There's going to be something happen that somebody's going to come to power for 3.5 years. He's going to be a good guy. He's going to have the answers. He's going to have the answers. And he's going to reveal himself, his true self, the last 3.5 before Christ's final return. Now we need to understand so as to not to be afraid, but to look forward to Christ's return. How soon it may be. We need to share those signs for those running out of time to make an eternal decision. Again, the good news is God's always in control and his plans stand firm forever. Whether it's AI or whatever other schemes the devil has, although there's some victories and disobedience, his plans will be a permanent heap of ruins. It'll be a desolate place. It'll be thrown into the flames and in the end when judged by God. So keep your faith. Get your knowledge strong in him. Know his word. Keep a strong relationship with him. So keeping strong relationships with God's family. You know, in-person relationships may be the only real thing we have one day. I've always says, fear not, but fear not. The plans of the Lord stand firm forever. Let's pray. Father, your word's powerful. You teach us so much. You've laid out your plans. You've laid out redemption in history. The plan was in the beginning in Genesis. You laid out your entire plan that the plan of salvation, that you would provide a redeemer, knowing we would fail and we would fall. Lord, now in the end, you tell us the revelation of what's going to happen. Yes, it's hard to understand. It's hard to grasp a hold of, but you want us to seek out your word. You want us to seek you and draw on your wisdom, Lord, and understanding. And we ask you to do that for each and every one of us, Father, just to encourage people just to read your word, to know your word, so when these false things, these deceiving things happen all around us, things that aren't real at all, that we know and understand that they're trying to deceive us, Lord, and through your spirit can overcome those things because we know the truth. Lord, help us tell others that truth. Because the deceiver is going to be great. He's going to do many things. And we ask you to intercede. We ask you to hold that back, Lord. But we know the time is coming, Lord, when he will take over. You will allow that. And you will take home those that belong to you. And then return for the final battle, Lord, that brings down the new heaven and the new earth. And Lord, we look forward to that. Lord, we praise you. We just give you the glory in these things, Lord. Teach us. Just give us wisdom. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.